I believe you were at the Auris recently.
That's right. The President of Ireland has garden parties every year, the last week in June, and the great and the good and even the not so good are invited along to these. So I was invited because I'm in the Tree Council, and different days have different themes, and the day I was there was for a community group. So as the Tree Council is certainly a community group, myself and Siobhan were invited along.
Who's Siobhan?
Siobhan Quinn. Oh, Siobhan Quinn is my best friend in the Tree Council. She saves our bacon time and time again, and she was invited to come along and bring a significant other. Oh, so sorry. I was the significant other.
Oh, you were lovely. I never knew. Isn't that wonderful? Congratulations.
Yeah, so I dressed up in my finery, my lovely red
gruner. Did they have a red carpet?
Well, I wasn't walking on that, but
because you know when people
sure
are on the red carpet,
yes.
The journalists always shout, "Who are you wearing?" So what did you wear?
I wore a lovely red gouda with white spots on it and a white linen jacket.
You didn't wear a fascinator, no?
No, I do hats wear it. No, hats wear it and required. I mean, it wasn't.
Fascinator isn't a hat.
Well, it's a mini hat. For people who have the neck to wear a hat, the only one wearing a mini hat. Indeed. But anyway, look, we're not going to talk about hats. It was a great day. There was a marquee. We had lovely food. The sun shone. It was great, gorgeous.
Yes, it sounds lovely. Anyway, listen, later on we're going to be talking about a book called The Language of Trees by Katie Holton.
Yes, indeed. Katie Holton was in touch with me over the last 2 years when she was working on this tree alphabet, because I've been in the Tree Council. I was telling
tree
her...
Tree alphabet?
Well, that's part of the book, you see, because we have a tree alphabet in Ireland from medieval times. It was the forerunner of Ulm. And I was explaining to her about this, and she was devising one of her own. But actually, it turned out she's from RD. She's from RD, which is the next parish. Now, she's long since gone from RD and is writing indeed from America and getting great claim over there. But she comes from County Louth. She's from the very next parish to where I came from. So I was delighted that one of her own was doing so well. Her book is lovely, and it's called The Language of Trees. Mm. And it's full of all sorts of interesting snippets about people's approach to trees and attitudes to trees and all the rest of it. A great read.